Amen. Limits. Limited or unlimited? We look at Christmas is coming. When I was a kid, that was good news. Christmas is coming, right? Christmas is coming. Not Jesus is coming, Christmas is coming. We got the JCPenney catalog, and we marked what we wanted in the catalog. I'm not sure if I ever got anything that I marked. Well, that wasn't in the catalog. Yes, I did. I wanted that record player badge. You've heard the story. I wanted it so bad, I bought a membership in Columbia Records. Got six for $3.95. Either had to cancel or order one every so often. I would cancel and order one every so often. But now I had my membership. But the package wasn't under the tree yet. I nearly ruined everybody's Christmas with my fit about there not being a package big enough under the tree. I spent my money on those albums. I got to have something to play them on. Well, we had a console that played 78s, but I don't think 33 would sound good on 78. Ultimately, as I pitched my fit, and I would like to say I was only four, but I don't think that's the case since I could join a record club. My mother said, "You're spoiling everything. Ellertons are going to give that to us for Christmas." So my folks were stuck with a record player. But my dad and I used to listen to the Platters together, Tennessee Ernie Ford together, so it wasn't all bad. But patience I did not have. Self-control I did not have. I didn't have much. But that's why I looked forward to Christmas, to get what I wanted. And sometimes people get confused, and that's why they look forward, they say a prayer to get what they want. And really, we pray to get Jesus in a conversation. Really. I mean, we really like him to answer the prayer, but the prayer is not about the answer as much as it's about we prayed. We prayed. When we look at Christmas, we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He loved the world. That's such a common statement that we can't overlook it because we just love Jesus. But we can oversimplify it. We can say, "I know it." We can just skip it. Lots of people have heard that, but not comprehended the great love of the Lord, not considered the great love of the Lord. It's just that, and if it's just that, then it's kind of easy to just leave it be. And so this morning, as I was reading in a devotional, I was interrupted in my thinking by God about the unlimited love of God. He loves us without limits. It's unlimited, and he gives us the love and the joy and the peace and the long-suffering and the gentleness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the meekness, the temperance, the kindness, the self-control, all the different words that are used. He gives that to us in unlimited supply. Inside of me, it's unlimited. It's just limited what he puts into us. Mary said that you know, chosen and to be lights, you know. Sometimes it doesn't take a real bright light. It just needs to be the light there. I mean, if you're asleep and somebody comes with a flashlight and shines it right in your eye real bright, you know, that's not the first thing. The first thing out of your mouth, unless you really got it hanging together, is not going to be praise the Lord. It's, what are you doing? Right? You know, I mean, this morning I came out into my area to pray. Sat down in my chair to pray. And there was a light shining from a light socket in my area. With great patience, I got up and pulled it out. Did not realize that it was one that it will actually now set on the table, because I've set many of them down and spilled them. But now, my wife buys the best. It'll set down. And so I had to interrupt my time with the Lord to go find a place to place that light, because that light shouldn't be in my eye. It's dark. I like it that way. I don't want light. I want the light of Jesus, but I don't want that light. And I did pretty good at just kind of keeping it together, and I'm glad I did, because it was only 2 minutes later that I started to think about limiting the grace of God. I didn't want that. And you know, the truth is that there's people in this world that don't want a whole bunch of light. You know, until you want light, you don't want a whole bunch. But we're called to be light. We're called to be light. Now, sometimes we use the idea that some people don't want a bunch to not give any. But God wants, he wants light. He wants light from us. And so, you know, as I thought about this, I asked God's forgiveness for the times that I limit, that I have limits on what he has given me. You know, God is not, everybody gets the same love from him. We have our preferences, I think. We don't think about having our preferences until somebody says, what's the limit of your love? You know, we prefer our, I intend to buy better things for my children than I do for strangers. You know, there's something wrong with that. Not terribly wrong, but there's something wrong with that. I mean, well, we should love, you know. Last year, my wife got something off the angel tree, and she started talking about what she wanted to get this person, and I want to tell you something. For a moment, I was limited. This kid was going to be a stranger. This kid would never know who it was coming from. He just never would. And she was... But I took my limit off and said, you know, that's really good. That's really good. That's something I can work on. Because God's love for us is unlimited, and so we don't need to be trying to limit it. We don't need to be trying to rationalize it. We don't need to be trying to justify it. We need to just be about the Father's business. And as I was finishing getting ready this morning, I had a shouting good time, because what he had said to me took action in my life as Michael came out and said, I don't have my pills. I said, and you can't get them, can you? You should. Okay? I went and did it. That's really pretty good, because a lot of times I'll say, Michael, I am trying to get ready for church. I got to print. I got a proof. I got to fix. I got to get it done. I got to get it copied. But I just said, okay. So I went. I got his pills. And I got his banana to go with his pills. And he took it and he said, honey bun. Not calling me honey bun. Telling me that he wanted a honey bun with his pills. What could I do? I'm in the middle of God talking to me. Okay, here I go. And as I'm going up the stairs, he says, love you. That's a big deal with Michael. I mean, it's only been recently that he's really been free with those. Love you. Oh, and I'm going, praise the Lord, we got a victory going here, Lord. I got the honey bun, I brought the honey bun down to him, gave him his honey gun, gave him his juice, we had a great time. And as I'm leaving, I said, bye, see you later. He said, love you. I forgot something downstairs, which is normal. I went down to, oh, you're back. I said, I'll be gone again. Love you. Forgot something else. Back downstairs. You're back. Yeah, but I'm leaving this time. I won't be back for a little while. Love you. I mean to tell you, God is good. He gave back to me, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. Because sometimes I can't tell you that I'm just always unlimited and perfect. My wife would call me out. She'd say, liar. She'd be like somebody in Congress. No, but I mean, I limit it sometimes. And I don't want to do that anymore. And I was sort of thankful. I thought, I must have got old enough in the Lord that the Lord felt that I was ready to learn that. Not once in a while use that, but learn that. That I can... I've got unlimited love that God has given me. I've got it. We've got it, right? We bear these gifts. We bear these gifts in these mortal bodies. We got these gifts. We got it somewhere, you know? Whenever I wear cargo pants and I'm sure that I have it somewhere, and I got to go through every pocket to find the thing that I need, I go through every pocket to find the thing that I need. Yesterday I went to do a funeral, and the guitar I had did not have the pick with it. I have the pick. I reached into my pocket, and I didn't have a pick. I was sure I had a pick, but I didn't have a pick. I pondered how much time I had to get home to get a pick, and I saw a guy there that plays a guitar, and he always has a pick. He said he's always got a pick. I said, hey, can I borrow a pick? I don't have a pick. How can you? I didn't say that. I said, okay, you don't have a pick. All right, I'm going home. I gotta have a pick. And so I got a pick, and I did the funeral, and I put the pick with the guitar, so now there's always a pick with that guitar. But it was my last pick. So this morning, I know that I had like four picks sitting on the table. Unfortunately, it's a good place to put my stuff on the table, because then I know where it is, rather than my dresser, because the table's closer to the door when I want to leave. And so that's where my picks are. But my picks weren't there. Vicki said, honey, I always leave your picks right on the table where you leave them. I said to myself, I don't have time to look for picks right now. I'm sure I have a pick with my guitar at the jail. I'll be okay. But I couldn't quit looking for the pigs. And I found the pigs. Not right where I left them. Somebody put them somewhere else, but I found them. I wasn't Vicky, I'm sure. She wouldn't do that. And I had a good morning. I didn't blame her. And I'm not just telling this so that I can get this out so I can blame her. I'm just saying I had a good morning. I didn't blame her. I actually tried to think of how I might have put them in that place. I haven't thought of it yet, honey, but I'm going to take it for this one. I'm going to take one for this one. You know, it's funny, but it still speaks to the point that we can be limited in our relationship with God, or we can be unlimited. Take the limits off, you know. It'd be like we got folks that have been on a motorcycle a couple of times, you know, and you don't want to be limited to second gear going down the road. You know, if your motorcycle quit in second gear, you'd be on the shoulder going, or you'd be stopped and you'd be flagging down. Somebody say, I gotta fix this. Because we don't want to be limited. We want everything we can get out of it. Some people want more than maybe they should. Yeah? There's a limit to how fast I want to go. I don't know how fast my Goldwing will go. But it will go faster than I've ever driven. And I like it that way. And if I couldn't get to fifth gear, I wouldn't like that. Biggest reason is because I would be running too high of RPMs and using too much gas. You know? I've driven from Pier to Highmore before, not bothering to get into fifth. And when I got to Highmore, I said, whoa, how long have I been in fourth gear? Well, it doesn't really make any difference in the long run. It'll go fast enough in fourth gear. But I want to get everything out of it, and I want it to run right, and I want me to run right. I want me to utilize everything that God has put in me. I want to limit the things that need to be limited, but I want to be unlimited for the things of God. I mean, let's face it. A relationship with God limits some things. It just begins to interfere with things, but it's a nice interference. You know, a running back likes it when someone's in front of him and interferes with the person trying to tackle him. He does not like it when one of his own people get in front of him when he's out ready to break free. So there are places that we appreciate and that we don't appreciate. But the truth of the matter is that God limits us from the things that will cause us harm. And he gives unlimited guidance and help for the things that he has planned for us. See, we have the opportunity to work from the foundation that he established. And so when he speaks to us, when he helps us, when he guides us, when we consider, you know, Jesus didn't love us just a little bit. He loved us with everything. But he loved us with everything so we could love with everything. Because it feels good to love. You know? It feels good to reach out. It feels good to do those things that come naturally through God. It just does. It feels good. And we like to feel good. We do. We like to feel good. Sometimes we have to overcome trust issues in order to go ahead and feel totally good. But we need to blow through those things. We need to blow right through those things that try to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God and keep us from just going. We need to just blow right through them. We don't even need to consider those things. We need to blow right through them into the goodness of God. I mean, that's because it feels good. When we just go through that, God says, this is the way. Bust right in there. Okay, if he says this is, it doesn't matter if I think it'll work or not, because it will work, because it is God. I've just got to stop limiting it. I need to become unlimited in my willingness to act on the truth. If God says that he'll help me, he'll help me. If God says that he'll show me, he'll show me. If God says, I'll supply your every need according to my riches and glory, he will. And if I don't stop to try to figure that out and I just do it. One of my big questions, it was a giant breakthrough, was when we were at that Bible study and they started talking about tithing. And I was sitting there thinking, well, for one thing, it'll be cheap for me. I'm not working anymore. I'm just sitting here in a Bible study. But then something smart in my head said, yeah, but I owe him so much. I've been robbing him for all these years. But I still wanted to figure this out. And I went to the teachers and I said, okay, here's the deal now. Right now, I'm not making any money. So when I do make some money, then do I average it out? And they had the nerve to say, whatever's your increase. So there's no averaging it out. But I'll need some of it. It's up to you, whatever you want to do. But at that point, I was so unlimited in my desire to know him more that I said, okay, we'll give it a shot. And we gave it a shot without it being a tithe. We gave it as offerings, because when you don't have anything coming in, you're going to give out of what you got. And that's okay, because I knew how much I owed him. Well, I didn't know exactly, but I knew that over the years I had done well, and that was why I could go to Bible study and not work, and so it was going to have to come out of that, you know? But that breakthrough broke through it like it knocked down the whole defensive line. I didn't know it. I didn't know what it did. I didn't know, but I figured it out. Oh, that must have been what happened. That must have been it. It's like figuring out when you had a problem. I told you about when I was I lost my head and I was shifting my motorcycle in the wrong direction, and so I was trying to start and it was not going forward, and I kept hitting the back pedal. Back pedal shifts it up. No wonder it won't go. I got off and I was pulling on that thing. Thank God that I got started in about third gear, and then I got home and I got off the motorcycle and I thought, my goodness, what was I doing? Well, I've had times like that in my walk with God too, when I said, what was I doing? What was I thinking? How could have I been? When I think about God talking to me about being unlimited when it comes to him, or limited, and then talking to me about the things that him in my life limits, but he's only limited, you know. It's like He doesn't limit anything except keeping us from going over a cliff. That's where the limiters come in. But I thought, man, and then I thought, praise God. It's a new door. It's a consideration. It's a graduation. See, it's a graduation every time we consider God. It's a graduation. It's a whole new degree. It's a whole move forward when we just say yes to the Lord. Jesus said yes to giving his life. And it was joyful to him. He couldn't wait to get in our hearts for the joy set before him. He endured the cross. He just couldn't wait. On the cross, he just said, I can't wait to run around with Roger Day. I just can't wait. He can't wait to run around with us. He can't wait to be involved with us. And when he does get involved with us, he doesn't come and say, you know, I died on a cross for you. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. He says, oh, I can't wait to spend time with you. I can't wait to show you the plans that I have for you. I can't wait till we just hang out all the time. I can't wait until you know how much I love you. I can't wait. And I can't wait until I know how much he loves me. Because as Paul said, though it's so deep that nobody can really understand, we ought to know his love. It's something to shoot for. It's something to shoot for. So let's take the limits off in our relationship with the Lord. Let's give him unlimited praise, unlimited thanksgiving. Let's be excited about the fact that he said that we're chosen. Let's be excited about the fact that he said, you're light. You're light. You're a light. I pray that you will walk past a mirror and it'll flash at you. You think, oh, that must be the light of the Lord. And don't believe that thought that says it's a reflection of the sun or something. Don't go, whoa, I am a light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Enjoy. 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 Enjoy the goodness of God. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We rejoice in you. We give glory to you. We give honor to you. Lord, how great it is to really grab a hold of the truth. In fact, you did choose us. You love the world so much you chose everybody. But it gets real special when we accept it for what it is personally. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Help us to shine unlimitedly for you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Safe travels, a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful life to all of you.